Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Ag View Pitch and the Crop Tour, Crop Update, whatever you want to call it, Planning Update, or maybe not Planning Update. We're talking to Ohio right now. We are talking to Mark Schaefer. How's it going, Mark?
Good, Chris. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. We're pretty dry, and you guys are in North Central Ohio. Talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing in your specific area. How are things going or not going there?
Well, we've been weathered out of the field for about 2 weeks now. We got all our first crop beans planted, and except for one field, so we're 98% complete with our beans, and we don't plant any corn. But generally, right in my area, we're pretty much like 35 to 40% planted with corn. And I would say somewhere around 40% with beans. And that would be northwest Ohio, the northern, you know, just south of the Great Lakes in central Ohio also.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, you know, we've been hearing about the wetness, you know, out your direction to the east. Tell us a little bit more about what you're seeing in, you know, the rest of the state there. What's it looking like?
Well, we are wet here, and you just go south of here, and it's a lot better. They didn't get the rain that we got. We got about 2.5 inches here a couple weeks ago, and then we've been getting a quarter here and there about every other day. So it's keeping us pretty moist. We're probably at least 4 or 5 days out of getting in the field, and they're talking rain again on Sunday. So, I would say minimal. We wouldn't get out in the field again till the end of next week, especially with the cool weather. I mean, they're only talking highs in the upper 50s, so it's still cool.
See, you said, you know, a lot of the area, you know, 35% done with corn and 40% maybe on the beans. What do you see as far as acre shift, or did you see much acre shift in your area or across the state of Ohio for, you know, more corn, less corn, more bean acres? I know you don't plant any corn because of your crop rotation, but what are you seeing across the state?
I think everyone was still on their normal rotation. I don't think there was any progression either way. I will tell you to add on to that, some of the guys, you know, some of the progressive farmers, they're done. I mean, we had a couple weeks there where it was very early for us. In fact, we wouldn't be done as far as they are if we wouldn't have stayed with it early. But you'll have guys that are progressive and they're 80 to 90% done, and you'll have the next guy that hasn't started anything yet. So that's where you get into that 35 to 40%.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Do you think with the corn bean price spread right now, in some instances, every operation's different, but for some operations it looks like there's more profitability in corn. Do you think this market will sway some? It's interesting. You listen to a lot of market analysts, and they're like, oh, we're going to plant a ton of corn acres and all this. And I question that people are going to change that much. You know, sometimes people say, well, they're planting that crop, they're going to stay on it. And I guess I've always argued that farmers make economic decisions. Do you see that happening? Do you see guys maybe bumping a little more corn, or do you think everybody still stays with what they're doing?
I think any of the guys that would have thought about bumping their corn are already planted or close enough to plant it that they may go out and plant a little more corn, but I would doubt it, just because now we're close to middle of May now, and every day that we don't get planted, you know, the bushels are going to fall off.
Mm-hmm. And it could lean more toward, if you guys stay wet for another couple of weeks, it could lean to more soybeans.
That's absolutely correct. So, you know, the weather is going to determine a lot. But like I say, south of us, now if you go down just north of I-70 up to, say, Route 30, there's a sliver in there where there's a little bit more planted. I would say that area is probably close to 50% planted, you know, corn and beans.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing for, so you said you were planted early, obviously it was kind of cooler then too. Do you have anything emerged, or what's the seedling health look like for you right now at this point?
Yeah, we planted some beans on around the 10th or 12th of May, and those are out of the ground. You can roll them.
Of April. 10th.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. Eighth or right around the 8th or 12th of May. Or I mean, excuse me, April.
Yep.
And they're up and you can roll them. Now we planted some a week or so, a week, 10 days later, and they're just starting to come to the ground now.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing on the marketing side of things in your area? You know, are the processors scrambling to try to get bushels? I mean, you guys had an okay crop last year. Is there enough grain inventory around to get people, you know, get the processors to harvest, or is basis really strong there? What's basis doing? What's things look like in that area?
Actually, we don't have any grain here, so I can't honestly ask you what's going on in that, because I haven't been paying that much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
So probably if I had some grain in the bin, I wish I did, yeah. But I don't. So why do you want to depress yourself by listening to what's out there? So
right.
We're more concerned. You know, what do we do for the next year's crop? You know, so
what? Yeah, and that's just it. That's the whole one of several factors, but you know. There's not very many people I talk to that say, well, yeah, I got a bunch of grain left over. No, everybody's pretty well either completely gone or they're scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point.
That's exactly right. And usually I talked to a fellow this morning and said he had most of his corn. And I said, you still have? And he said, yeah, but I haven't sold it either. And I said, you know, and I hats off to him for keeping it, but I hope that he would decide that. You know, he said, well, I think maybe corn will go to $10. And I said, well, I don't know about that. So it's the same scenario also.
Right. Other than the wet conditions, are there any other agronomic issues or anything that you guys are concerned about crop-wise going getting into the growing season, other than saturated soils?
No, we actually got out and we were out with our agronomist yesterday looking at a bunch of wheat. The wheat looks pretty good in our area. So far, the disease has not been an issue other than some of the later planted wheat. The earlier planted wheat looks pretty good. So, and it's just too early to tell on the stuff that's just emerging with the soybeans. I think it's fine as long as we don't get real cold. I think if we stay in the 50s, 60s and slowly climb up to 70 and 80, they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Well, hey, I think this is a good place to wrap it up. Really appreciate your contribution to the crop updates here from Ohio, Mark. Thanks a lot.
Anytime, Chris. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. And thanks everybody for listening, coming from North Central Ohio, and we'll be back again another time with another crop update and the AgView Pitch. Thanks for listening.